Chapter 1. Help! Help! A scream split the autumn afternoon. Perry, precariously perched on the twisted limb of a dying oak tree, lost his balance, dropped his sketchpad, and nearly followed its fluttering descent into the tall, yellowing grass growing on the other side of the chain-link fence that was supposed to keep people like himself from trespassing on the grounds of the former Angel's Rest Hotel. The voice was thin and hoarse, sexless. There was no sign of anyone, but the cries bounced off the chipped gargoyles, crumbling stairs, and broken fountains, echoed off the pointed towers and mensured rooftops of the 8-story building. The ravens flocking on the east tower window ledge took flight. Recovering his balance, Perry scooted along the thick branch until he was safely over the barbed top of the fence, and then jumped down into the waist-high weeds and grass.
Help!
Heart pounding, Perry ran toward the voice, or at least where he guessed the voice was coming from. He still couldn't see anyone. This back section of the property had never been landscaped. Thirsty scrub oaks, bramble bushes, webs of potentially ankle-snapping weeds covered a couple of sun-baked acres. It was unseasonably hot for late October. When he reached the wall of towering, mostly dead hedges, he covered his mouth and nose with the crook of his arm and shoved his way through, trying not to inhale dust or pollen. Small, sharp, dried leaves whispered as they scratched his bare skin, crumbling against his clothes. He scraped through and found himself in the ruins of the actual hotel garden, which meant he was... where, in relation to the voice? Without his leafy vantage point, he had no clue. Rusted lanterns hung from withered tree branches. A couple of short stone staircases led nowhere. An ornate but oxidized iron patio chair was shoved into the hedge, and a little farther on, an overturned patio table lay on its back, four legs sticking straight up out of the tall weeds like a dead animal. A black and white checkered cement square was carpeted in broken branches and debris. A giant game board? More likely an outdoors dance floor. Too bad there was no time to get some of this derelict grandeur down on paper. Finally, he spotted an overgrown path leading through a pair of moribund Japanese cedars, so ossified they looked like wood carvings, and jogged on toward the hotel. The voice had fallen silent. Perry slowed to an uneasy stop, listening. His breathing was the loudest sound in the artificial glade. Should he go on? You couldn't, shouldn't, ignore a cry for help. But maybe the emergency was over. Or maybe the emergency had gotten so much worse, whoever had been yelling was now unconscious. Far overhead, the tops of the trees made a distant rustling sound, though there was no breeze down here in the petrified forest. He could see broken beer bottles along the path, cigarette butts, and something that appeared to be a used condom. Ugh. The hotel would be a magnet for vagrants and delinquents alike. His heart still pounded in that adrenaline rush, and he was breathing hard, but it was simple, normal exertion. He was uneasy, of course, but there was no reason he couldn't go on. He was not the one in distress. One thing for sure, Nick would not hesitate one instant to offer help to someone in need. Although he also would not be crazy about Perry charging into potential trouble. Perry continued down the path. Actually, it was more of a trail, and it ended abruptly at the top of the terraced hillside. There didn't seem to be another way down, so he just plowed through the desiccated brush, trying not to lose his footing amid the loose earth and broken stones. At last, well, it felt like at last, but it was probably no more than 2 or 3 minutes, he reached the bottom of the first of 3 wide, shallow flights of steps, which surely led to the back entrance of the hotel. Now what? Aside from his own footfalls and raspy breathing, it was eerily silent. He began to feel a little foolish. Had he misunderstood